Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
And God damn it, I'm Chemda.
You don't gotta, you know.
I gotta show aggression.
What did you learn since the last show, Chemda? What did you learn about yourself? What did you think about? And what did you come to realize? At your leisure.
I still need to think. So, leisure extended.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, today's guest, we'll get to the bottom of this, is Chemda Aggressive.
Jesus Christ.
Featured on Adult Swim, featured on the Hot Mess Comedy Hour. Breakout artist at Caroline's Comedy Club, and that's a true story. I was there. It was amazing. Amazing. Hannah Boone.
Hello.
Hi, Hannah.
Hi.
Okay, so let's get right to Chemda, and then we'll get to you slowly. So let's start with something that makes you comfortable, something easy breezy. Is Chemda an aggressive person? Would you say...
Okay, she's Jewish.
Thank you. Could have saved us half an hour easily yesterday.
Like, yeah, I guess for you, but like, no.
Right. Is aggression or aggressive a word we have to be careful using with women? Because, of course, we've heard, we listen to women a different way than we listen to men.
I think it needs to be thought about more carefully before you use it toward a woman, because we do tend to, like, if a man and a woman do the same thing, we will tend to call the woman aggressive before we would ever consider the man aggressive. Mm-hmm. But women can be aggressive.
What's a word I can use so I don't even have to worry about that word aggression anymore? Powerful? Chemda's very powerful at times.
Okay. Powerful is great. Or like as a man, what we can do is like let a woman be as loud as she wants and then you don't say stuff. That's always a route you can go as well. Just take it.
Okay, but what do I say?
What can I call a female when she's being away? Hannah, give me terminology.
Like, don't say a word.
Well, before the show, Hannah was saying, you know what? I was supposed to be aggressive to somebody and I held it back. And my therapist is saying I did a great job, but it doesn't feel it, does it?
Mm-mm.
Well, what was your situation? I remember this. It's so stupid. I remember being robbed at gunpoint. And then asking the cops, so I just gave my money like an asshole. Did I do the right thing? As if they were going to tell me I should have dirty harried it up. You ever see Die Hard, sir? I don't know what I wanted. I guess I wanted them to say, yes, of course, you're not supposed to fight them. But I felt like I did something wrong. And obviously, this happened a long time ago, and I still remember it. What happened that you're like, I could have done more?
Well, yours is so much better. Okay, long story short, I was caught like stealing something, but the guy, okay. But I'm only admitting that because this is how you know how shitty this lady was. So the guy who worked there,
what were you stealing?
A jacket.
Oh, wow.
Because
how expensive?
$20.
Okay.
Because he was like, you have to go. He was selling it on the street with his friend, okay. And I was going to buy it. And he was like, you have to go into this bodega to buy it because we worked there. And I was like, okay. So I went to the bodega and it was like 5 blocks away. And they were like, it was so weird. And they were like, we don't know what you're talking about. And I was like, I guess that makes sense. And then I was just like, I'm just going to take it. And just kept walking home. Okay. So that's bad. And I know that that's bad.
I'm going to shrug at that.
It's like kind of whatever.
I'm going to shrug. Yeah, I don't understand this whole system and too bad. It's weird.
What is this system? No, it is weird sometimes. I was at the airport and I couldn't figure out where to pay for a newspaper and a candy bar. And then someone's like, it's a worker, like, over there, and they're pointing at a blank wall, and I turned the corner, I couldn't find it, and I go, that's enough, and I got a free newspaper and candy bar.
I've literally never paid for anything at an airport. They don't notice or check. And then your getaway is an airplane, so you're fine.
Right.
Like,
first of all, you're not supposed to. One time I did. I paid for something at the airport. They sighed. They were bothered. Apparently, yeah. They had to count the money from the last time they never sold something. And I really put them out and ruined their day.
I think that's why they charge $6 for a bottle of water. They're like, obviously, you don't pay for this. This is stupid.
Right.
You're about to have water on the airplane in a half an hour.
Yeah, I said, why is water $6? They said, because we're making up for every sane person. So it is what it is.
But how did you get into a confrontation?
So the guy from the stand, like, found me.
The comedy club.
And yes, the comedy club, the guy from the like weird jacket stand found me
right,
and then had me on the shoulder and he was like, what are you doing? And I was like, fair. here's your jacket. Like whatever. I'm okay. So sorry.
Oh, he saw you walking around and he stopped you.
Yeah. Okay. But then I think this lady helped him find me because this like lady on a bicycle came up and she goes, I can't believe you would do that, miss.
Quiet
and
down.
I went, do what? And she was like, take that jacket. And I felt myself and I just went, you need to keep moving. Have yourself a good day. And then she left and it was over. But God, I wish I could tear into her so bad.
You know what? I think you gave her a decent amount.
I mean, it was assertive enough that she left. You know, she shut up and left. What went through my head is I was like, she is a call the cops woman. She's like this older white lady on a bicycle following, and just so she could comment on what was happening. I was like, she's a call the cops lady.
Right. When you tell the story to your therapist, do you say, okay, so I'm stealing this jacket, right?
Yeah.
Don't write that down. Hear the whole story first. It'd be funny if you jumped on a bike and ran back. And ran after her.
Oh, know? Yeah. Just found I stole a bike.
No, it's, right. It's the only reason to have the city bikes.
Chase after assholes.
Weird vigilante shit.
Well, I follow you on social media, of course. And, you know, not to
thirst
trap it up or breadcrumb you, but it's true. I do.
You just want to use weird terms.
I don't get it.
You really don't, because you just said some weird shit to Hannah. I think you sexually assaulted her just now.
This person doesn't follow me, but sees my Instagram. You press one button, you've seen 17 videos. I don't know what I'm doing. If I see a video, you're in a bedroom. I'm sorry, I didn't know. It's on a list.
Mm-hmm. I agree with Keith. There have been times where I'm asking Andrea, I'm like, I accidentally keep watching Mike Cannon's videos. Does he think that I want his dick?
Right. You can't tell who watched.
You can, yeah. Andrea keeps telling us.
Oh, Instagram stories.
Yeah.
But who can? But okay. Well, here's the point.
Yes,
if there's
you can.
Confusion which one we're talking about, it's confusing.
Well, because you guys don't know what you're talking about. Right. So I'm confused.
Right. I just know there's terms based on our generation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Who knows? But anyway, you were in New Orleans.
Ugh.
And you tweeted out, or Facebooked, or Instagrammed, or Snapchatted.
Tweeted, guarantee.
Okay. Do I show my tits for beads or what? And I really hope you had enough self-respect to know only for clay beads, only for the good heavy ones that are like solid poker chips. Also, don't put yourself out there otherwise, women.
Well, also want to clarify that wasn't an exact quote of my tweet. My tweet was like funny, but sure. Do I show my tits or what? Also, we did get beads thrown at us for no reason and it hurt so bad. We get hit and we're like getting hit with beads. And I was like, please.
Wait, you weren't there at Mardi Gras?
No, they have parades all the time. It's the worst city you've ever heard of. They have parades all the time, no matter what.
They just throw beads at anyone.
And they just throw beads. You're like going to the store and there's like beads and you're like.
You just get smacked in the head.
Yeah.
We saw them through your shirt. Thank you.
It's like you probably have boobs.
But as they get thrown at you and you get smacked aside the face, do you then put them around your neck like that?
No. No.
Okay. You don't give the power back.
No, it's a horrible place. Right. I don't want any of it. I don't want to adorn any of it. Terrible.
Because sometimes I see women. This is so funny. I'm careful how I phrase it. But they'll walk and see beads on the ground in mud that weren't for them and pick it up, wipe it off and put it on.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, those weren't for you. And the whole thing's weird.
Oh, I saw those people.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, it's sure. Odd. Sure. It's a lot of sadness in that place. Yeah.
And the giant, you're walking around with these giant margaritas in the shape of a skull.
Yeah. But they were two sober people.
Yeah.
Does that affect the way you think of the city though?
Yeah. Okay. Not only
are you supposed to be drinking in New Orleans?
Yes. What? And not only does it affect the way I think of the city, it affects the way I think of everyone who told me that it's a fun place to be. I have people that were my friends and then I went there and I'll never look at them the same again. You're perverse.
I did see that one tweet of yours. I think it was you went to, what's the coffee place? The one coffee place that everyone told you to go to.
Oh, Cafe Dumont.
Cafe Dumont. She shows the picture and she goes, I went. Everybody happy?
That was stop. It.
What could it be? You know, it's coffee.
It's coffee. And it's like funnel cake. And they're like, you don't understand. It's a beignet. I'm like, oh, funnel cake in a bag? Like, gross. Like, what? And then people are like, but the food's good. I'm like, yeah, the food's good. There's a guy dying over there from a heroin overdose.
Okay, like, but the gumbo, you know.
Yeah, the gumbo's great. There's a man dying in my gumbo. We're like, just eat around him. Like, it's fine.
We have alligator on a stick.
And a psychic told me I'm going to fail at comedy.
Isn't it funny how that can stick with you? A psychic told me I'm going to be famous, but not Tom Cruise famous. I never forgot it.
I mean,
Keith is what's holding us back with his non-Tom Cruise famousness. Yeah.
No, I deliberately jump on a couch daily.
The psychic told me I'm going to get pregnant and then give up on my career.
Ew. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, I know. I know.
Because I wanted to, and now I can't. No, I got to write jokes.
No, I mean, you know, quit comedy if you want, but not because you got pregnant.
No, it's awful. And then at one point, we were allowed to ask a yes or no question. And my question was, will I have a prosperous career? Even after that, it was like my last, like, but maybe I'm paying you $40. And then I pulled out a card and it was just a picture of a man sadly looking at like a gray, like gravel ground. And there was like a broken fence behind him and his neck was like bleeding. And she was like, okay, so this looks like a no card. And I was just like, and she's telling Andrea she's going to be on HBO and shit. And I'm like, okay, well,
like the whole thing's fake, you know, but they have to add in bullshit that's going to hurt your feelings so it looks real.
Mine was all hurt feelings and Andrea's was only praise. Oh, except she did say Andrea's going to have no friends.
Okay. Maybe it's not all bullshit. I mean, I don't know. I can't discount a whole science.
And then she like was like, and if you don't have cash, you can tip me on your credit card. And I was like, oh, okay.
Did you come
to tip her?
Yeah, so much. I don't know what to do.
No, you got to tip ahead of time. That's the secret. Then it's all good. Then you're Tom Cruise. Mm. You know what I mean?
No. Right.
Yeah, they'll give you the best news.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Did you find a dead baby on the streets of New Orleans?
Wait, huh? that like short clip makes me look so horrible.
Where's he getting this from?
This is our first day in New Orleans. Okay, so we land. It's just abandoned like shacks with graffiti everywhere. Like it's so bad. And this homeless man. So the homeless there, if you like here, I ignore someone and like that's right. What it is. There, they'll chase you if you ignore them. They're aggressive. And so there was a homeless man holding a bunch of papers and he was like, hey. And I was like, no, thanks. And then I like walked away and then he followed us and he was like, my baby's dead. And then he showed us, he was like, this is his death certificate. He just died. It was like 2 hours into New Orleans. And we're like, okay. I just took a nap next to vomit. Like it was like, okay, and I literally didn't know what he wanted. I'm like, there's truly nothing I can do.
Do you want to know?
What?
Tits.
No.
Yep, just
no, because his baby's dead. They don't need a new milk anymore. Yeah. Like, he actually needs less stuff now.
Do you think if Hannah took her shirt off, he would go, no. I'm talking about a dead... What am I going to do with those?
If Hannah, someone ever did that to me, I would just be so upset.
Yeah, I think it'd be okay.
Well, Andrew gave him a dollar and he was like, thank you, and left. So it's like, you wanted, that was for a dollar? Your baby's dead for a dollar?
It adds up. Oh, you have to assume, you know.
Did you give him anything?
No. No, it's like, please leave.
I'm going to have my own babies, I heard. You know?
Oh my God, House of the Rising Sun. Like, that song makes sense to me now.
You will stay, right? You will stay at strangers' houses, maybe friends of friends, but you don't, how much do you know these people? Being an artiste. You ever walk into a person's house and be like, ooh, that was a fucking mistake? Me and Henta have done that before. We're like, oh, no.
You mean like socially or like cleanliness-wise?
In any way, do you walk in and go, how do I tell this person no thank you? Why didn't you tell me this house was had a dead body in it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
I mean, they said I napped next to vomit.
Oh, this was in a house.
This was in a home.
How do you say no? I'd rather be homeless, or do you just live with it?
Oh, I made up a. I get whatever. Here we are. I guess. Will she hear this? She won't hear this. Okay. So I.
First of all, if this is a person you're afraid of offending, they should know.
Yeah. Well, she does. She kept apologizing for how gross her house was, but it was like they had a room full of trash. And the, I mean like a room.
Okay,
like
but room. They make trash day an event. There's wine. And that they didn't come
Oh,
yet.
There's wine. I took a nap on a couch. And when I woke up, realized there was cat vomit like next to where my head was. And I was like, perfect. And then it was just so bad. It was so bad. Like it was so bad. And so I made up this crazy lie that doesn't make sense where I was like, yeah, we thought we were going to get this Airbnb, but then we weren't. But then the girl called us and was like, actually, you can totally have it. So like, actually, we're going to go. I don't even know how Airbnb works.
That could have happened though. Everybody's weird in general. So why wouldn't a weirdo go? Actually, it worked out. My cousin's not in town.
Let me tell you what we did one time. When we lived together, right? Mm-hmm. There was a friend of mine was way overstaying her welcome. And I don't even think we welcomed her to begin with, but she's staying on the couch. Every day she watches all the TV all day. Like we go to work, we come back, she's still watching TV. I'm like, I tried to hook her up with a couple of jobs. I was like, did you call anybody? She said, get off my shit type, you know?
To find work, right?
Yeah. And that couch, we were ready to throw it out and it wasn't that comfortable. So when she finally left or went to the bathroom for a second, we jumped up and down on it until it fully broke.
So that she wouldn't have a place to sleep. Our own couch.
And then the mistake that we made was then we podcasted about it and then she heard it.
We thought she'd be going to work.
Wait, but what was the story? What did she think happened to it? Like,
it just broke.
Well, she finally left, so.
She just thought it just collapsed?
Yeah. And hopefully it would hurt her back and she'd leave was the plan.
It was very passive aggressive. It was the worst way to do things.
I get it, though.
But I'm okay. You know what the best part of it was? She hated me and I didn't have to be friends with her anymore.
Right. What are you going to do? Hate me?
I don't give a shit.
And you know that trick where they're like, I can't believe you didn't say right to my face. Well, I can't believe I told you to make some phone calls so that I come home and you at least act like you gave a fuck. I told you not to use the air conditioning until we fixed it to stop dripping. And I heard you turned it on when I turned my head and went upstairs.
Yeah, you're so disrespecting me on a regular basis in my own home and lying to my face that I'm so sorry that I called you out on my podcast. Apparently that's the way I work now.
Yeah. But it's like, I can't believe that you thought it was okay to just stay on my couch for no reason. Like, that's what's crazy is I do feel after a couple of days, I get that like human, like, right. Ooh, okay, I'm probably, this is the time I would leave.
She put up a shelf in the bathroom, but it's my own shelf.
She started inviting people over for movie night.
Right.
I'm like, wait a minute. Oh, no, actually, there's so many obnoxious things. Like we were working so much at that time. Also, we were doing the podcast and doing kids' parties and like figuring out everything. And so I came downstairs. It was at the end of the day. I'm like, hey, let me watch my show now. Literally, she's been watching TV the whole time. She's like, no, I don't feel like watching that. It's like, this is the only TV. It was before, you know, shows were on your computer and you could watch it anywhere. It was just
who cares
TV.
If you were a cave person? You only had one thing to etch in the wall. It's your turn because it's always your turn.
Right. She actually denied me being able to watch. Her name was Andrea also, but she was like bad Andrea. So now we have good Andrea.
Well, I'll give it time.
And surprise, surprise, she was fucking Patrice's BFF.
Is that how you met? Or how'd you meet? Is that?
I met, we met doing clown parties, I believe. Yeah.
And then she was out of work.
Yeah. And I was like, hey, I have more agents that you could call. You know how to do these clown parties. I have these people that are willing to pay even more than these other agents. Just give them a call. Tell them you know me. I'm like their favorite person. Just make the phone call.
So she was an out of work clown. but thought she like ruled the world. She was like, no, but I'm an important out of work clown.
But meanwhile, your best friend is Barnum and Bailey. And she wouldn't take some leads. Mm. Yeah. Now, what I do, speaking of beds, I have a Sleep Number bed. I couldn't be more comfortable. God forbid Andrea finds out about this. A bad Andrea. This would be the worst thing.
Oh, that's right. She'd never leave.
She'd never leave, and I couldn't blame her. You know what I mean? Sleep Number beds.
You'd have to break your Sleep Number?
Well, they have Sleep Number 360 beds. I'll tell you what this does. Like, my Sleep Number, I can adjust the bed to a different number, a different firmness every single night. I'm a 35 right now, okay? I can adjust the bed, the side next to me, the same bed, a different number if I want, you know? Right now, I'm seeing somebody, but if there's rotating guests, new bed, you know what I mean? But same bed. Gotcha. Right? But also, maybe you have a bad back one day or a hard day another day. Every day, something different if you want, right? Well, with these beds now, Sleep Number 360, it adjusts automatically as you toss and turn so that you don't toss and turn.
It's amazing. I love technology.
It's amazing! And then what's your sleep number?
Mine last night was 45, but it varies. I do like a good 35, and every once in a while, I crank it up to a 90 just to see what life is like.
You know what I did last night? 80. 80 for a minute.
Why not? It's like getting a whole new bed.
Yeah. And then you, do I have to sit around with the mechanics for a while, entertain them? No. It's all on an app. Boom. Come in during the fall sale and save $100 on the Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 smart bed. Now only $8.99. Sleep Number's the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. You know, they're all busted bones. They're like humid bags of jello. And they're getting a night's sleep. And you see them a week later, not even sometimes. And they're at the top of the game. Best in the world. They're carried off in a stretcher. And they're like, no, don't take me to the hospital. Get me to my bedroom. Amazing. You'll only find Sleep Number at one of their 550 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Visit sleepnumber.com/KATG and find the one nearest you. Okay? All right. Yesterday, Hemda was trying to, you know, trying to hurt my feelings or you know how she does. You're nodding. You get it. Poke at me or show that I'm an evil person. Drugs came up. And she said, hey, at least I never smoked crack like Keith did. Let's never forget that that happened, okay? Mm-hmm. You once tried to order crack.
Yes.
And then, surprised the guy didn't show up. It's weird that they're not on top of their shit.
Well, you think with crack, they would be. Very big, like, right. Focus.
Yeah, that's the most addictive, right? So you would think they'd show up, but apparently they love it too.
Mm, who doesn't?
did you follow up? Like, dude, where are you?
No, I was very fucked up. quickly forgot, moved on to something. I found some Molly.
It's good that they didn't, right? I found some Windex. It's good that they didn't show up, I assume, because you'd have to get, I assume they'd have to give you so much, you know, for the trip to be worth it.
Oh, because crack is cheap?
Or that, I don't know, like I had a small amount. I picture they would give you so much that it's worth your time. Obviously, you'd be paying for it accordingly, but.
How much were you buying? Do you know?
Could have been bad news.
No idea. My friend was like, I was doing it through my friend.
Okay.
Friend.
Right. Person, I was going to ask if
person
you had
near me.
A crack dealer on speed dial is pretty interesting. I never heard of that. I really thought crack was the thing that you go to. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, Hannah, right. You got to find a phone booth. You got to earn it. No, nowadays.
Kids. Weren't you frustrated when you only had a little bit of crack and no more?
I loved it so much. That on the way home, she gave me a little extra, obviously, to keep me coming back. I did that on the subway. I couldn't even wait. And then when I got home, I was sober that I knew how disgusting that feeling was. And I threw out whatever I had.
Wow. Like it was so good.
It was so good.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That's so scary. It's such a weird thing to hear because part of me is like, wow, I want to know like what, quote, so good is.
Right.
And the other part is like, that's so fucking scary that like you're pretty calm about like taking it to begin with and then for it to affect you so positive and negative so quickly. Like,
well, you know how they say chocolate affects a part of your brain, right? Well, picture like this affects all of your brain. Now you get it.
But of all the drugs, you didn't respond to any other drug like that. And they all had good, you know, things to it, I imagine.
I don't want to offend any drug, of course. they all have their qualities.
But that's the thing. Like, how fucking good is crack? That's so insane.
Fucking delicious.
Well, and then it wears off so quickly. I mean, everything about it is the perfect recipe for
disaster.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking for like profit, but also, yeah. I was like, it's a good idea is what it is.
Right. That could be a reason I didn't get into it because it was like, it's like a trick, you know,
it's like,
you know, I'm going to need more. Fuck you. Mm-hmm. You pushed it too much.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
amazing though.
Well, and then there's a point where like, I would start to do drugs that like weren't like, if I can't say to everyone at a party, I have blank without them being like, whoa,
right.
Then it's
too much.
Too much. Right. Crack, heroin. Hey guys, who wants to share this? But I would never share heroin. But like, you know what I mean?
You'd have your own needles.
Well, where's the line? I would say cocaine is probably the line for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say so.
Because cocaine people are still on board, but some are like, oh, Hannah.
Ooh. Right. It's like a certain party, but people will do it. And like Molly might be okay. But then you get into like pills. You can't just be like, hey, I got some oxys. And everyone's like, neat.
Right. You got to leave cool. it. You got to leave it at a party in your medicine cabinet and just see what's missing.
Yeah. Yes. Right? Oh, ha. That's funny.
No, I have a pill. I have a pill bottle of oxys, but it's a stool softener. Actually inside. Yeah, that's on you. I didn't say none.
Who told you to go through my medicine?
Yeah, enjoy. How many did you take? You moron.
So to be clear.
There's not oxy soft gel.
To be clear, you're not handing these out.
Right.
But.
You're a thief.
I see.
Yeah.
That's great.
Hannah Boone, her Twitter is @BooneComedy. While I was sitting on the train, a woman fell on top of me, then immediately got up, even though I begged her to stay.
That one got not enough credit. I'm so proud of that one.
It felt so nice. Hey, did you hear the story about Banksy art piece? Somebody pays $1.4 million for it. And when I say that, I have to think maybe this guy was even in on it. You know, I don't know about this Banksy. When that maybe he's behind that movie, Exit Through the Gift Shop, which is great, but I don't know why. What part, you know, is...
Yeah, maybe he's still doing art.
Yeah, he's a little tricky, speaking of tricks. Anyway, this art piece sold at Sotheby's auction, $1.4 million. It's in a frame. It's a woman, girl holding a balloon. And all his are kind of the same, right? But I did see it at a flea market for $5, so I don't know. This one must be different.
Is that like the most popular one he has? Because I recognize that one.
It feels like you recognize it, right?
So unless it's from 99 Luft Balloons and I'm just kind of recycling.
The black and white girl holding a red balloon. The balloon is in the shape of a heart. Okay.
Genius shit.
They sell at $1.4 million.
Why not?
An alarm immediately goes off. The frame is a paper shredder. It starts shredding the art. Stops about halfway down. So you have vertical shreds coming out of this work of art.
I love it. Yeah, he's in on it.
No, he's definitely in on it, but is the guy that bought the painting in on it? Of course he's in on it.
I hope not, because that's so funny to me.
Right.
Oh no, I'm going to have to spend $1.4 million on something else. Right. What do I do? You ruined my afternoon.
Right. If anything, it's worth more, if you ask me. But like, no.
Take it shredded.
I like the art of it.
Yeah, like you just wanted the picture, not a statement.
Actually, I bought it for the frame. I have a lot of shit I need to shred.
It's a cool frame. The frame is worth $1.4 million.
The only thing that would bum me out is like, what else did you put in this frame? Is there a camera in there now? You know?
That reminds me of that movie. What's this? Morgan Pierce? What's that? The one where there's an apple in front of his face and he's an art collector. He steals the art. God damn it. I don't have my computer in front of me today and it's driving me nuts.
Well, I mean, when we play the movie game and you have it in front of you, it also doesn't really work.
It's in front of her.
You're watching it. There's rain and he has shoes. Okay.
You're thinking about Pierce Brosnan and he goes into a museum and robs things.
Bless you. Yes. I knew it was something piercing. You know what I mean?
Kinda.
Who's Morgan Pierce? Is that what I said?
Yeah.
There's a lot of names out there. There's Pierce Morgan.
I was like, okay.
These are things.
Pierce Bronson, is that a thing?
And there's an apple in front of his face.
You get the apple.
You mean the painting?
Yeah.
She's just naming paintings.
But did anyone get the movie? No? Julia? God damn it. Julia,
what are you
me.
Googling? Okay. It's apple.
Right. Apple face. It's the Thomas Crown Affair.
Yes.
Oh, sure.
Yes. Thank you.
All right.
Keith, you should have gotten that.
Yeah.
So anyway, watch our exclusive YouTube videos where this all day.
So that'd be so you see, we'll put on the website. There's a picture of, you know, everybody looking at the painting, being shocked, not knowing.
See, that's funny. That's my favorite stuff. Yeah. Like people in a stuffy environment getting upset. I love that.
But picture you buy, then you put $2 million in a vase because you're like, I want to be part of the story. Does it explode? Oh, it's a vase.
Damn it.
It's like Jackass for very rich people.
So now they're figuring out, all right, is that it? The guy paid $1.4 million and that's the end of it? Or do we do an auction again?
Oh, again. So much stuff to think about in the art world. What do we do now?
That's how rich these people are. They're just like shred. Like, you're so bored. Just shred my money. Just shred it. I'm done.
You know what they should do? Make him pay the $1.4 million, but in cash shredded.
Right.
And then get the intern to figure it out.
I think Banksy would be mad at me. Like, this is, you know what? To me, I'm a billionaire and assume I gave to good charities. They were all vetted. By good people.
Right, sure. Okay? Can't go wrong.
And then I go, you know what? I'm going to buy Banksy art. I don't know the difference between this and that. And I'm going to go with this. I like what he does. I'm going to go with this girl. And it starts shredding. And then Banksy, obviously, you can see somehow what's going on because he clicked the button to make it shred. And right. I go, yay!
Right.
I got a magic one. And he's like, fuck.
I also, yeah, I highly doubt the person who bought that was like, yeah, I don't know, art from a hole in the ground, sure. You know, like, right. Here's 1.4.
That's what it does.
That's what I picture. I just picture, like, all of them sitting down going, wait, did he just say a million? 1.1! Right. Yeah. You will not have this little kid with a balloon. 1.2!
Somebody has the art of the apple in front of the English guy's face and hands it over to Sotheby's and is like, do me! I never got it. Is it going to hit him? I never got the apple. Is he not good at drawing faces? Why is this amazing? That's Walt Disney. Drawing faces is hard. In Bambi, you see human legs only.
Oh, $1.4 million.
I was telling you some time ago that I wanted to see the Michael Moore movie, Fahrenheit 11/9. The clever title is based on his hit movie, probably the biggest movie he did, Fahrenheit 9/11. And 11/9, of course, is when we're about to vote. I told my girlfriend that I want to see this, and she said she wants to see it, and I know what that means. You won't get around to it. Now, in her defense, she has three kids, manages a gym, and does stand-up. But with that said, it doesn't change the facts that I know you won't get around to it, and this is an art film, you know, as opposed to a blockbuster.
Does Keith sound like one of her kids?
Yeah.
I know you won't have time, but I gotta go to the movie. I get that you have other kids, but...
Keith consistently sounds like someone's kid.
Thank you.
Mom, you said...
Movies, A, is my hobby. B, I know you're not going to get around, because you won't be able to. Even if you worked a single-person schedule, it's not easy to... I happily go to the movies by myself. I like it.
Did you tell her that? I happily go without you.
I say I could go without you. I like doing everything with you. But if this isn't... No, she wants to see it. Well, surprise, surprise. We just couldn't get it done. And it's out of theaters.
Meanwhile, she can make a whole lasagna before camping.
Right.
She brought a lasagna to camping. How did you bring this up the night before? Camping? You're a genius. You're just a pure, wonderful genius. And then we had lasagna while we're camping.
Wow.
I know.
Hiking camping?
Like camping in a tent for 3 days.
Like, I'm just imagining hiking with a lasagna.
Well, we actually just put it down and cook it. We don't really hike with it to a better lasagna spot.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was thinking like at the top of the mountain, you get to eat the lasagna.
We've earned it.
Do you know what camping is, or are you more Jewish than me?
Vaguely. I'm from Los Angeles. So
I said, you know what? I think I want to see the movie A Star is Born. All right.
What's that one?
Featuring great Andrew Dice Clay. It's also with Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga, whatever. But Dice is in it.
That looks terrible.
So Dice is in it.
Oh, sorry.
It doesn't
sorry,
matter
sorry.
What it is. So I say, terrible. Hey, do you want to see A Star is Born? She goes, maybe. And I go, okay. So we know now that no, right? If it's a maybe. And she goes, well, that'll be on the B tier. That'll be on the second list. I'm like, we couldn't make the A list. There's no B list. So go, all right, I'll see it without you.
What a great relationship that this is their quarrel. Just like, honey, you don't have time for the movies because you're wonderful. Mm. Oh, sweetheart, but I really want to go with you. Sweetie pie, we can do other things like brunch. Darling, I just want to spend every moment with you.
She's making lasagna the whole time.
You ignore the little things.
By the way,
things.
I didn't say which one's which. It could just be interchangeable.
You ignore the little things and then you end up with a mess. Okay?
Mm-hmm. It's actually the little things that get to me more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because they could be solved.
You need to start going to the movies and just go. And then maybe, and then when the movie's out of theaters and she still hasn't seen it with you, you can be like, I saw it.
Right.
Because I knew this would happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm running a gun.
So what's going to happen with this movie?
I saw it.
good. Yes. She's going to manage a gym without you. You can go do activities without her.
That's how I say it. I try to manipulate like a kid. You managed a gym without me. I didn't get one thought on payroll.
Meanwhile, I think going to the movies for you is like a job.
It's sometimes.
It qualifies.
A Star Is Born sure was a job.
How was it?
All right. The number one movie over the weekend, Venom, a superhero movie. This guy gets a...
Is that the green and black guy? I just want to get one thing right. Is he red and black? Does he kind of look like Spider-Man, but not?
Yes.
Okay.
You know what?
I don't know either.
Well, this is what I learned.
I feel like we're talking about movies more and more on this.
Yeah.
And I still don't know anything about them.
Right. So I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Fun.
This is what the whole world's talking about. So when you go on stage, you're going to be able to relate to people. Okay? Venom. He has moves like Spider-Man, kind of. He's made out of ooze from an alien. Ooh. Regular human being, but he can turn into ooze.
Adult shit.
And then he can fly anywhere by attaching himself onto something.
And then adults go see the movie and go, this is not a good movie.
Why does she want to go to the movies with you? That's terrible.
Well, I knew she wasn't into
really
Venom.
Soak this in, okay? Really pay attention. I need you to relate.
Yeah, her kids don't have 2 hours with her, but she saw Venom.
I don't think I'm explaining the nuances of Venom to her.
Oh, you're doing great.
Well, here's what I didn't like. There's a preview for Bumblebee, who is a Transformer, and he's going to have his own movie. And they're trying to show cute things that this little childlike robot is doing. And he talks through music, and he talks through... And so this woman's like putting cassette tapes into a slot. Okay, it's not sexual, but that's what she's doing. And it's and the song that's played is Never Gonna Give You Up. Wait, Bumblebee doesn't like this song. So he spits out the tape at rapid speed. Pew! She happens to duck and it hits the wall, and that's supposed to be humorous. If she didn't happen to duck, she'd be dead. I don't like that.
That joke was written.
Yeah, it was written down.
Yeah, it's like, oh, everyone's going to feel so good about seeing tapes because tapes is old school.
Yeah, I know that.
It's very popular.
Am I the only one that it bugs when you
see? Yeah, because it's slapstick.
When you see on social media, like a Rubik's Cube, 90s kids will remember this. Everyone knows it. Everyone. It's a Rubik's fucking cube.
I don't know.
Would you live in this horrible mansion with no Wi-Fi for a week if I give you $10 million? Die. Just die.
I do. It's a little aggressive. Mm-hmm.
I've seen that one so many times, and I'm like, is there really a whole, so many comments worth of discussion?
Yeah.
It actually always says, like, a month without Wi-Fi, your phone, internet, $1 million.
Yeah.
A year without it, $1 million.
There's a pool and a unicorn. I'll be busy.
I think the reason why I check Facebook is because I don't have $1 million.
I wonder if it's different for people who've never had.
Who never had $1 million, yes.
Never. It's like those poor people. I can't relate. But like people who've never not had Wi-Fi. Like, I wonder if they're like, they can't imagine and they don't know. Like, it's like spooky. You know? They're like, I could not, you know?
How do we get coffee?
Yeah. Like, they don't know how to do it. Like, I wonder if to them that is a real, like, thing, you know?
That's going to be
that Wi-Fi.
All the new horror movies from here on are just, Wi-Fi and goes then out. The Wi-Fi goes out.
Right. How do I get directions anywhere? Where's the front door?
It should be a test from the government. And you press yes or you press no, you die.
Sure. You wipe out the generation.
No problem. So anyway, when I go to the movies, of course, the theater has a couple managers. And there's this one I keep happening to pass, a black woman. And she asks me each time, what am I seeing? And when I happen to see her, I've noticed, it happens to be me going to see a black movie. And she asks me, what are you seeing? Mm-hmm. And I'll go, Marshall, the Thurgood Marshall lawyer story. I'll say, sorry to bother you. The movie about code switching.
The truth is, you're not seeing any of these. You just saw a black woman and decided to say something.
Well, Blind Spotting, Black Klansman. And this time, she goes, what are you seeing? And I go, you know me, I love black movies. And she giggles a little bit. Wow. And I go, so, Venom. She loved it. Sploosh. They had to clean up the whole theater. I could have been dating in a second. She thought it was the funniest thing she ever heard. I'm on the marquee.
What a crazy Saturday you get to have.
Now, this is why you go to the movies.
Keith has to always make sure he's still got it, even when
still
he's in a relationship.
Still got it. Still got it.
I mean, she works there. Like, you're like the guy who's like, the stripper's in love with me.
You know the difference. When they immediately laugh, they can't even help themselves. And their panties drop. That's
Hannah,
not
let him
that's,
have it.
That's not a favor.
He's been single for 5 seconds.
I can't let him have it.
You're oddly jealous, and it's weird.
It's the first black person who ever liked him. Could you please?
Venom is great, by the way.
Ugh. Yeah. If you're black.
I'll give you a little heads up. It says the movie is an hour and 51 minutes. Mm-hmm. It's not. There's literally 18 minutes of credits.
I don't care.
Because you don't go, because you're poor. If you valued money or time, you would care.
Could she trade her beads in for one?
Should have collected more beads. Oh,
And A Star Is Born is terrible.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, if you want
wanted it to be good.
If you want a Lady Gaga concert, then it's good. If you want a movie, it's so simple, it's ridiculous.
That's the thing. I saw the trailer, which I rarely see because, I don't know, the commercials don't come in front of us as much as they used to, right? So you kind of have to. So Lady Gaga does not look like Lady Gaga, which is fun. But it tries, even in just the trailer, which tells you the entire length of the movie anyway, it tries so hard to be like, look at this down-home girl who wanted nothing but singing. And like, just when they push that so fucking hard that all it is like, she's not even wearing makeup. Right. And all of a sudden, this man just holds out his hand and she takes it and a star is born.
Right. That's exactly what happens because
he's so gross.
He makes her famous.
He's a drunk. He goes to a bar one time at night. You know, you would think, no, you just did a big concert. You're famous, but you still had to go to a bar because you're such a lush. Goes to a bar, sees her singing. They get to know each other, and it's just so real. There's
and
magic.
And he straightens out. Does he straighten out?
Well, he says at the concert.
He just needed the love of a good woman. I swear to God, sometimes they even use that line, and I'm like, is that what it takes? Because I've been in an AA room. A love of anybody is usually shat right the fuck upon. Uh-huh. It's just like, oh, do you love me? Extra shit for your face.
Yeah.
He's on stage. She's behind him, behind the scenes, you know, in the wings, and he goes, dude, that song, you kind of half sung to me. I made a whole arrangement when no one was watching the movie.
God,
and she goes,
damn it.
I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. No, huh? Yes. So then she does.
By the way, that's how a singing career works. Because I remember when I was pursuing singing, I was like, I don't know, because I really want to sing. And I wrote all my songs and I keep going to open mics. But when you say it, no thanks.
Right.
When it's in front of a big audience, I just don't know what to do with myself. Should I put on makeup? Do you have any for me? I assume you do because you're here to fix everything.
So she's Lady Gaga. Obviously, she's hideous. But he I mean, that bulbous nose. How would you get anything done? Well, he lets her on stage anyway and says, listen, audience, try not to throw up. This is a friend of mine, and we did a whole arrangement between the time I got sober and an hour ago, and I think you're going to like it. And it was, of course, great. So they're married.
And he treats her well for the rest of her life.
So then he does some embarrassing things,
what? Like
drinking.
No.
Then he cleans up, and then... the movie ends. It's a...
when are we going to be done with this?
Wow, it's
When will they say, you know what? This movie was written. When are they going to hand in a script and go, we already heard this one?
Right.
That's exhausting.
Well, it's a remake for the fourth time. The story, I told you the story. But somehow, it's a remake four times.
Oh, geez.
1954 with James Mason and Judy Garland. 37, Frederick March, I don't know these people, and Janet Gaynor. 76, Kris Kristofferson and Barbara Streisand.
Wow.
And now, of course, Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga. And high scores for all of them except the Barbara Streisand one on Rotten Tomatoes. Everything's 100%, 97%, the new one, 90%.
Because nobody believes that Barbara Streisand would ever be in that fucking position.
Right. 32%
like
for Barbara Streisand.
Yeah, having the man take her up.
Not only that, her voice is magical.
Mm-hmm. She's magical.
She doesn't need anyone to go, oh, you sing very well. She's magic. It's not like I listen to Barbara Streisand all the time, but she fucking nails what she does.
You know Hollywood and noses.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, her noise. Mm, yeah.
And all, like, she's a Jewish woman again with the, it's like, no one's like, do you need help, honey? It's like, no, I'm fine. Like, fucking leave me alone.
That's what she was really putting out. It's like, no, Barbara Streisand, the script says that you're not fine. Well, I am.
Well, I'm doing great.
Is this aggressive? Because I'm fine.
Don't fucking talk to me.
I read the different descriptions of the different movies, and by the time they get to the third one, it says more of the same shit. 1954.
It's a, and the funniest thing is that is actually it's a literal it's really a remake four different times.
Yeah.
But with what I was talking about,
or a
about,
remake three different times, a total of four times. Yeah.
This is a remake of every other fucking movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's very very simple.
My God.
Yeah, princess and the prince who saves her.
Yeah, and you have the balls to put a trailer out about it. Seen it.
Right.
I'm good.
I mean, when you're drunk for the fifth time, I'm like, I believe you.
Yeah.
He's struggling.
Yeah, but you know what? Again, love a good woman. He struggles. No struggle at all. Just went from like all he needed was love. Just,
right.
That's how alcoholism works.
He went to rehab for 3 minutes. Now that's movie time. That's probably like 9.
Mm-hmm. 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 I was there for like 5 minutes. It was in the most intense 5 minutes of my life. Truly.
How's your sobriety going?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm you know, struggling because I'm like, things are going well, which is like my number one, like destroy it. So it's like, I keep fighting to like, don't ruin it, you know?
Wow. Congrats. That's a big deal.
Thanks.
How are you doing that?
I don't know.
How did you realize that you do that? How do you know you self-sabotage?
Therapy. My therapist pointed it out.
And what hit you? What was a good example where you went, wow, I did deliberately try to
All of it. I started when I was 17 and like 3 years in, I ruined it. And like club owners were like, we're watching you sabotage. And we've seen so many fucking drunk comedians do this. We know what this is and you can't. And I didn't understand. And then like pursued drug use for the next like 4 years. And then when I got back into comedy, I was like, and now it's like, since I've seriously gotten back into comedy, it's been like 3 years, really seriously. And now I'm at that 3 year point where I'm trying to start ruining it again.
Well, it makes sense because before you have anything going, there's nothing to manage. Once you have something going, now you got to manage it. Now you got to stay on top of it. Now things have to go well because they are going well.
Yeah, it's more responsibility. Yeah. And it's like, you know, and you're like, you have to like believe you deserve something in order to like keep it going. So you have to get that belief going, you know.
What makes you think that? You deserve something.
Oh, nothing.
You ever try poppers?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. We used to just keep them around in our house and we would just do them. I had a friend who got like way too into them and he was trying to like hide his popper use and he would just go under the table and like pop up and his head would be like, or his face would be like bright red and he'd be like, his eyes crossed and we'd be like, we know you're doing poppers under the table.
You guys ever feel your food for like 3 seconds at a time?
That's the thing. It's such a short burst of like, we thought it was really fun, but the damage is crazy.
Did you see him break his brain from that, or you wouldn't know it's from that or not?
He has the most sturdy brain, like in terms of, he's one of those people. Do you know someone who's done like tons of acid, but is still like very intelligent and coherent and fine?
Sure.
He's one of those. He's like, yeah, fine.
Good for him. They should scan his brain, all of our brains, and see what he has and how we can
be like him.
So I guess start on poppers and then we'll get the rest of the story later, guys.
I was like, I need to do more acid. I think that's what that is missing. Funny,
though. Shit, my shoes again are untied. Who cares? We're eating dinner. Hold on. Oh, God, life. My eyes are in the back of my head. I love so life. So I will have dessert. Wow.
I forgot about the floor. Hold on.
Why would I not take all of life's pleasures? I will take dessert.
That's more what it feels like. What it looks like when someone does poppers is just like the right. It's just like a catatonic, like drooling.
I
such a sexy drug.
I was saying fairly recently they had it at the bodega and I'm like, okay, let me get this. And then I'm like, and it just feels dirty, right?
You've been doing poppers?
I have done poppers. Mm-hmm. And then not too long ago, I'm like, I'm gonna throw this up, but let me do it one more time. And then I went to do it. And when I say do it, it's a liquid. It's not easy to hold the dick and liquid and your phone for porn. And so it spills on the table, and I'm like, okay, this is over.
Because you spilled your popper.
Yeah, and now my table's like wilted half of it.
It's like battery acid. Like, just smell it. Just put it in your face.
I don't know how people do it. It's a lot of work. It's not liquid? Simple. If it was a pill, maybe. Yeah, it's liquid. You just inhale it.
Well, you inhale liquid, or does it come out?
The fumes. You huff it, okay. and like gay men do it like during sex, so they're not really holding on to anything else.
Yeah, but you keep doing it, so I guess they're leaning over on a table. It's messy. Literally messy.
It's not, no, you're clumsy.
What are you doing?
You just hold it.
But you're doing it for fun. That's weird.
Yeah, it's definitely weird. But during sex, you're not holding on to anything.
Wait, Keith, were you masturbating during this?
You're masturbating. Okay. But if you do it just during sex.
If you do it during sex, and then what would you do? You'd lean over and do it again, right?
You're supposed to sniff it when you come.
So, oh, wow.
You think he's, have you ever done it?
Yeah, once during sex.
And you did it only once when you were about to come.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You got to time that just right, right?
How was it?
Yeah, but I can. It was fun. It was like crazy. But I mean, you don't need, like, that's what the craziness. You don't need to improve an orgasm.
Okay.
They're so good.
So hold on. So
what are you doing?
Are you getting fucked, right?
Sure. Or I'm fucking, as I like to.
Sure. And then a little human centipede has to move over a couple inches and reach over to the table?
No.
It's in your hands?
Yeah. Or it's like on the nightstand right here. I grab it. Grab it. Sniff it.
Okay.
Would you not believe me?
Well, of course I believe you, but you're acting like it's so convenient.
If you can compare it to anything, I've never done poppers, but I've used toys during sex, and that could be cumbersome or clumsy, but it also can be totally fine. So
do you
maybe
die
like that.
if a dildo spills?
I don't think you'd die. If you got a burn and you had to explain that, that'd be funny. It's my popper's burn.
I don't know. Maybe I got to practice, but I think I'm done for now.
Yeah, I don't think you need to practice.
I think you're done. Just come.
Yeah, coming is great. Yeah. It's not like I did poppers and then I was like, well, coming sucks now. It's like, no.
It didn't improve the orgasm, but the lead up. I think maybe it just speeds everything up.
Mm. You guys are such advocates for coming.
Yeah, I'm a fan.
Mm-hmm. Actually, coming really is the best. I've done my best for giving after I come.
You're like, actually, it is good.
It's so good.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Forgiving, sure.
Oh, yeah.
Anything.
I'm just like, oh, nothing matters. Yay, everything's great.
Yeah, you do whatever you want. It's fine.
All right, Hannah Boone, you can follow on Twitter, like you said, as well as Instagram. Boone Comedy. It's the website also. Come on. Boone comedy.com.
And if you want to hear more about her with us, our YouTube channel has, you had the first match and we're going for the second match in the after show, youtube.com/Keith and the Girl, or just look up Keith and the Girl.
Oh, I swear to God, if after that, her shitting on movies, she wins. I'm burning the studio.
Did I win the last one?
Yeah, right.
Not if you don't know. The sketch comedy group Pepperoni Zone has a monthly comedy show, House of Bricks, at Precious Metal in Brooklyn.
Those are two separate things, but
not
yes.
The way I'm reading it. And what's done is done, okay? Your best friend writes these.
But follow Pepperoni Zone for sure. And House of Bricks, October 12th, okay. 8:30.
Right. Nice. So just follow Pepperoni Zone. If she thinks you're stalking her, then whatever.
You can stalk the Pepperoni Zone. Stalk. We need it. We need more.
Send a dick pics, whatever.
Do it. Yeah. I'll make fun of your dick if you do that. That's my rule, but.
Sure, but attention's attention.
Yeah, right.
You know. All right, everybody. Thank you. Hannah, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a great life.
I'll try. KeithandTheGirl.com.